Some vegetable farmers, as you heard in the earlier reports, claim they use banned substance DDT on their farms. As Radio Ghana seeks answers on the effect of the chemical on vegetable consumers, the Deputy Director of the Chemical Control Management Center of the APA, Joseph Edmond, says he does not believe the substance is being used in the country. He said after the EPA banned the chemical, it undertook mop-up exercises to ensure that it is not in the country. Mr. Edmond was quick to add that the possibility of the use of the substance cannot be ruled out because it is being used in some parts of Africa.
If it's DDT, then it's a serious issue. Because DDT has been banned. In fact, it's an international, under an international convention that Ghana has ratified. And DDT forms part of those persistent organic pollutants. And under that, Ghana took an action to ban it. So we don't have DDT in the system. We have done some surveys all around nationwide, more far remnants, to find out whether what kind of chemicals they are using, and then perhaps we need to take action. But the main problem with DDT is that it is highly persistent. Those DDT that were used way back in the 70s and other days, it's possible you might still find some of the recipes of those chemicals. Maybe they might have been broken down to other derivatives. We have DDT and other things. But the one you spray in the system, they stay in the system for a very long time without DDT. What they are using, like I say, they are using DDT. We need to know exactly what chemicals they are using. But for us, we know because DDT is not in the system, we don't think that what they are using is DDT. Maybe the other chemicals that we have in the system that they are using, that they are calling. So we need to know exactly what they are using. Some countries in Africa are still using DDT, and I'm not sure about neighboring countries. It's possible that they are also using them, and probably some people might have smuggled those DDT to the center we have not been able to detect. But for Ghana, officially, DDT is banned, and we don't allow any imports of DDT to the country again. But in regards also to the cholera, I'm thinking that it is possible some of them are using this water from the gutters, and it's likely the contamination.
Deputy Director of Chemical Control Management Center of the EPA, Joseph Edmond.